Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad David Loins is here, too, by the way. David is a friend of mine and the SBA's National Director of the Business Matchmaking Program. And this is a program, folks, that you've been hearing me talk about for, well, since its beginning. Probably, I'm going to say about 3 or 4 years now that this has been going on. And it's a very important one. It's going on. The current event is going on today in Philadelphia. And David Loins is in Philadelphia in the convention hall. And he joins us by cell phone. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk with you again.
Now, you're in Philadelphia. Which convention hall are you in?
This is the Philadelphia Convention Center, downtown Philadelphia.
Downtown Philadelphia. And by the way, folks, if you hear a little bit of ambient noise, it's because he's in the convention center right there at Ground Zero where the business matchmaking is taking place. And, of course, by him being out there on the floor, he's on a cell phone. So that's all part of the character of this show, Dave. That's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Correct.
Okay. As you know, Dave, I've been a strong supporter of the business matchmaking program since Hector Barreto initiated it. Well, has it been about, 3.5 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, it's about 3.5 years now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have broadcast from a number of these programs. I'm not doing the one today in terms of being in person, but I'll tell you, Dave, I have been so impressed with how the participants have benefited from this business matchmaking. Tell the audience a little bit about it.
Yeah, we've been very happy with the success of the program. Business matchmaking to date has facilitated over 40,000 pre-scheduled one-on-one appointments and has netted over $700 million in contracts.
This is all for small business. These are all small business contracts.
That is correct. These
contracts,
are all small business contracts.
With larger companies, people that they never would have gotten in front of otherwise if it hadn't been for business matchmaking.
That is correct. They're sitting across the table with procurement representatives from the federal government and from the private sector. And most small businesses that I speak with say it would take me 6 months to get in front of a contact like that, just constant marketing, phone calls. And they're able to meet with at least 4 or 5 of these folks throughout a single day.
It's like speed dating for business, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Yeah, I have. It's been fun watching this, folks. What you've got is you've got this huge room of desks, and you got all these people from Boeing to Northrop Grumman to the Department of the Navy and on and on. You got all these people that are there who want to do business with small business, and so not even just big businesses, and then we've got these. We got all these small businesses that have made appointments, and they literally, what do they got, about 15 minutes per visit?
Yeah, what we call is your 15-minute claim to fame. You've got 15 minutes at the time that you sit down to make an impression on the buyer and sell your product or service.
Right. And they sit down, and they make their pitch, and sometimes business happens right at that table. Most of the time, it's just an opportunity to let the company know about you and to set an appointment for future visits, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Jim. The norm is most contracts are awarded probably 3 to 6 months after a business matchmaking event, but there are some that happen on the spot. There are some that happen in the lobby, in the gift shop. You just never know because folks are networking. But, yeah, on average, we're probably talking 3 to 6 months.
You know, Dave, when I was coming up in the marketplace like I did, you're a lot younger than me, but I remember when small businesses were considered to be mom and pop backwater enterprises and not of any great consequence to big business. Today, big business needs small business on many levels, don't they?
That is correct. Most of the major large prime contractors for the Department of Defense subcontract out about 56% of their contract dollars to small businesses.
Well, and the thing is there are two reasons. One's practical, and one is statutory. And the practical is that more and more of these larger companies don't have employees to do a lot of the stuff that are not their core competency. So they bring in small businesses to do some of the tasks, the non-core competency tasks that they used to have employees to do. Today, they got small business to do that.
Like any other large company, it's hard to be the best at everything from the full gamut to soup to nuts. So what they do is rely on small businesses that are experts in a single field, and they get the best quality product at a reasonable price.
Well, and that's part of it. That's the practical part, and that's the real driving force behind this. But then there's also a statutory requirement. The larger companies have, what is it, a 23% mandate to do business with small business?
That is correct. On any contract that's larger than $500,000, they're required by the federal government to do at least 23% with small business.
So they need these folks on, as I say, on multiple levels. And now, how many interviews are you going to have today in Philadelphia?
We're looking close to about between 2,800 and 3,000 one-on-one appointments a day.
Wow. Wow, and these are pre-scheduled. I mean, the people know who are coming and who's going to be there in front of them.
Yeah, that's one of the things that have made our business matchmaking event so successful. The small businesses will actually know who they're going to meet with, and it allows them a chance to do their homework, go out and really research that buyer and see what he's been buying and when he's going to need their product. The same thing with the large business buyer. They're knowing who their appointments are with, so they're ready to meet with these folks. So it's not really a cold call. You know exactly who the person is.
Well, you know, this was the brainchild of the previous administrator, Hector Barreto, who's a friend of mine, and I know of yours too, Dave. And I know that and I really want to congratulate Steve Preston, the new administrator, for continuing this program. It's got to be, in my mind, Dave, it's got to be one of the most successful of all the SBA programs.
That is correct. This has been a really record-setting program, and what's so surprising that it's only taken a couple of years for it to get off the ground, and it's just a household name when you think of
right.
Business matchmaking. I think of the SBA Business Matchmaking Program.
And it's businessmatchmaking.com, right? It's the website?
That is www.businessmatchmaking.com.
Dave, hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, Business Matchmaking is also online, and we're going to get Dave to talk to us about that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. Oh,
what a voice. Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Lead singer for the Platters.
Cannot be denied.
Mm-mm-mm. Great music. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dave Loins, who's the SBA's National Director of Business Matchmaking, an organization and a program that I just think is one of the best things that ever happened to small business. Dave, now you're in Philadelphia today. And by the way, folks, he's on the convention floor doing his job up there, taking care of all these small business folks up there who are anxious to get in front of these new prospects and new customers. And he's joining us by cell phone. Dave, the one today is in Philadelphia. In November, you've got one coming up in Fort Lauderdale, don't you?
That is correct. The one in November will be the last one for 2006, and it's going to be held at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center on November the 16th. So any small businesses interested in attending that event, our registration for that event is going to open up on the 27th of September.
Online?
That is correct. You can get to it at www.businessmatchmaking.com.
All right. Now, and by the way, folks, two of my sponsors, Aflac and Administaff, are proud sponsors of the Business Matchmaking Program, and I'm really proud of them for that. Dave, one of the things that that I noticed, and these are people that I've spoken with who have been attendees and participants of the business matchmaking program. I actually know people who have gone to one or two of these to practice. They literally traveled. They were in Washington. They were from Washington, for example. And before they attended the one that was in their home, their area, they went to another one just to practice. Now that's hardcore, isn't it?
Yeah, that's hardcore, and it's pretty common. We kind of refer to those folks as business matchmaking groupies.
Yeah.
We've actually got about 150, 160 small businesses that actually follow us around to each business matchmaking event. We know them on a first-name basis,
right.
And we see them every time, and they just love it right now. But
well,
they use the first two to practice, and then the next one, they feel that they've got it down packed, and they've been pretty successful with that approach.
And they're doing business.
That is correct.
It's great. Give us an example of a typical business that would be successful with business matchmaking.
Typical business, I would say, for instance, maybe a janitorial or a landscaping firm.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs that type of service, from the city of Philadelphia to the Philadelphia football stadium, to the high schools, to the hospitals. That type of small business would probably have at least 10 to 15 appointments at our matchmaking event today.
See, I'm glad you mentioned them, because I think a lot of people are surprised to hear that. I think a lot of people expected you to say some small high-tech company or something like that, but it's all walks of small business, isn't it?
That is correct.
Yeah. Another thing that you guys are doing that I'm really proud of you for, Dave, is you're doing a good job with the online business matchmaking, aren't you? The virtual matchmaking.
Yeah, the online business matchmaking is an interesting concept. Through some of the surveys and through networking with some of our small businesses and some of our buyers, they like business matchmaking so much, they said, well, why can't you have at least 10 of these events? And we have explained to them all the work that it takes to put on one of these events. And they said, well, we could do the interviews over the telephone. That would save us travel time, and it would be much, much less expensive for even the small businesses. So
right.
We said, hey, that's a great concept. So we used our same matching database to do the same type of matches, but you've got pre-scheduled phone calls. So the buyer on the other end is knowing who's going to call him with the name, with the company's name, and the product and service, and the small business has the same information. And at a prescribed time, the telephone conversation happens.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other things about that, because we're not live and we don't have a queue of small businesses waiting, those conversations can a lot of times last 30 to 45 minutes.
Right, exactly. And I'll tell you, folks, this is just another example of the innovation of the U.S. Small Business Administration in trying to help small business. And David, I have thanked Hector Barreto, myself, for Small Business for getting this thing going. I have thanked the new administrator, Steve Preston, for continuing it. I want to thank you for what you've done, what you do for small business, and for the good job you're doing there with the business matchmaking program.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Before we go, next year's schedule, do you know anything about that?
Next year's schedule, we're proposing these locations right now. We're looking at Atlanta, Seattle, Washington, Boston, New York, and Arkansas.
All right. We just don't know where in Arkansas, though.
Those are our tentative locations.
Okay. That sounds good. Now, those are the face-to-face ones, but then how often do the virtual ones happen?
Virtual happens basically 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. What we did this March, we opened that nationwide. A year ago, we did a pilot on the online.
Right.
We picked five cities just to see how well it would work, and it came along great. So we said, okay, we've got the technology. Let's open up to any small business in the country. So it's available nationwide, and like I said, the appointments happen on the weekdays, happens on the weekends, even during holidays.
Hey.
So the online is available now.
Hey, Dave, when you...
businessmatchmaking.com.
When you see my friends at Aflac and Administaff, please be sure to tell them I said hello.
Will do, Jim.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Good job there today. Take care of my peeps, okay?
I will do. Take care.
See you. Dave Loins, ladies and gentlemen, National Director of the Business Matchmaking, which is a program, an outstanding program by the SBA. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, right back with our new friend, Tom Kilgannon. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.